This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
When we were kids, there were guys in our lives who taught us lots of stuff.
Mine taught me how to go fishing on our boat if the sea wasn't rough.
They showed us how we could do our best and how to raise the bar.
They'd always be saying you're special and we believe that you're a star.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
And good morning, this is Frank Carter with iDad Full Time Full On, and Esley is back. Hi, Esley.
Hi, guys. I know you missed me.
I certainly did. Yes, we definitely did. The last two programmes, of course, Esley has been over in... Well, she'll tell us all about it later, after this introduction. But, Esley, we have a special guest with us today.
Hi. So, I have a new friend with me today, yes. And her name is Margaret. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
Margaret who?
Margaret Tupou.
Margaret Tupou. And Margaret, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Tonga.
You're from Tonga. Wonderful. But where do you live?
I live here in New Zealand.
You live here in New Zealand, in Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
In actual fact, yeah. And so how long have you been living in Hamilton?
For like about 11 months now.
Is that all? Okay, so you've only recently come back from Tonga,
mm-hmm.
Quite recently.
Yeah.
Okay, and whereabouts in Tonga were you living?
In Hātehō, in the main island,
Nukualofa. In the main island, and that's quite easy to get to, isn't it, from New Zealand. Well, welcome along to the show. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Great. Esley, would you like to tell us what we'll be talking about today? Okay.
Today we're going to be talking about my trip in Tonga, then back to school.
Back to school.
Then Margaret.
Yeah, yes. Yep.
Then Dad shopping on Temu.
Yes.
Then Keith, a remote finder.
That's part of the shopping with Temu, but that's an interesting thing. Yes, go on.
Then that's it. Right. And Key and remote finder.
The remote finder, right. And it'll be back to school. So should we go for our first break?
Yeah.
And you've set up a track for us.
Sure.
You're going to tell us who it's from, or you're going to tell us afterwards?
Afterwards.
You're going to tell us afterwards. Okay.
When you're ready.
I'm ready now.
But I don't mind. Just wanna rock your girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do it. Move, but be calm.
the end of this song. So why did you come?
That was, who was that, Desley? Tell us who that was.
Rock Your Body by Justin Timberlake.
Sorry, what was the name of the song?
Rock Your Body.
Rock Your Body by Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake, is he still around? I thought he sort of faded off into the distance.
Wait, did he die?
No. I just thought he wasn't so popular anymore. Is he still popular?
Mm.
No, or did that just come up on a Google Random? Google Random?
I don't know.
Okay, right. Okay. Rocky Body by Justin Timberlake. Okay, you've just come back from 2.5 weeks in Tonga.
I know, yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about how you got there and some of the things that, your impressions of Tonga and some of the things?
We went on a plane and, like, it was very nice. We went for Air Fiji.
Right, yes.
And then we stayed in Fiji for a night.
Yes, yep.
And then we went to Tonga.
Right. And tell us a little bit about Fiji.
It was very nice. Everyone there is kind so much.
Right. What, they're sort of helpful and...
Yes.
The people in there, so, and this is the people in the airport. And did you go, where did you stay overnight? Because you stayed overnight on the way
there. In Novotel.
Right,
I think it was room 15.
Right, yep. And so all the people in the airport and in Novotel, they were all very, very helpful?
Yeah.
Yeah. And anything in particular, any examples of people being really helpful? You'd be telling me some of the examples.
Oh, yeah, they were nice.
Go on. Well, they smiled.
Yeah.
People were smiling. And you were telling me about initiative. Someone showed initiative when you were carrying lots of stuff or something.
When?
In the airport.
No, when did I tell you?
Oh, when you came back.
But what day?
I can't remember.
Oh.
Probably Sunday.
This lady gave me a trolley.
Yes. And so she helped you out instead of going. Okay, so you finally got to Tonga, and do you want to tell us some of the things about where you were? You were in Vavau, weren't you?
Yeah.
Which is an island about 45 minutes flying time from the main island?
I think so.
Yeah. You want to tell us a bit about it?
About what?
About Vavau and about your stay and who you stayed with.
We were in Bangaimotu and we stayed with my uncle and my auntie.
Oh, right, yes. And some of the things that you did while you were there?
We,
Yep.
We, stayed in this house.
Yes.
And it was very nice.
Right. That's Sonny and Nancy's house.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they also have a shop.
Right, so tell us about, I understand you were helping in the shop.
Yeah.
Yep. What were you doing in the shop?
If a customer needs something,
yes,
I will get it.
Right. And did you take the money or did Nancy take the money?
I took the money.
Yep.
Oh, and then I gave it into the basket.
And you put it in the basket. Oh, nice one. So did you say you were working in the shop? You were there for 2.5 weeks. What else? Anything else that you did?
No.
The first,
oh, I went to the beach.
You went to the beach, yep. And tell us about, is the beach or the water any the same as it is here or a bit different or?
Yeah.
In what way
it's
is it?
It's very wet and.
Well, yes. Yes.
Like, there's lots of fish and there's also lots of water.
Yes.
And there's also not, there's sand and there's grass.
A lot of sand and grass. It's quite one. But tell us a little bit about, is the water like the same? Is it like when you get in, going, it's cold?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
No.
It was warm.
And warm. And from memory, it's a bit different when you're lying in it. You float a bit more easily.
Because it's salty?
A bit more salty. Yeah, you float a little more. And tell us about some of the fish.
I got scared of them because I went under the water and there was like lots of fish.
Yes.
Because I put my head in the water, but my mum was too tired to go to the water.
Right.
It was too hot.
Yes.
And I was finally brave enough to go in the water with my snorkel.
Yes.
And then the fish, I didn't see anything. So we went under the water once and there was nothing, all clear. Then two times and it was all clear.
Yes.
And then three times there was this BS fish in front of me.
Yes.
And I was scared very much.
Right.
I jumped and I went to my mum.
And you say big as?
Yeah.
Like a shark?
No, the size of my hand.
The size, yeah, so it was a surprise more than anything. Was there anything some of the fish that you see in that area are very, very colourful.
Yeah.
Was it very colourful or just ordinary kind of like silvery brownie?
No, they weren't like brownies. They were like just normal fish.
Just normal fish, quite brownie, yeah. Some of the fish that you see there are, well, like you see in a tropical fish tank, very, very...
They're very colourful.
You're very colourful indeed. So, and you went to church a lot?
Yeah.
The first week especially?
The whole week.
The first week is every day, but it was only sort of quite a short time, wasn't it?
And it's quicker than the one in New Zealand.
Right, yes. Yeah. And did that bell wake you up at 5 o'clock in the morning next door?
No.
No?
Oh, because we live in between two churches.
Yes.
So you can hear like the other church singing so loud.
Yes.
And it's a bit, and it's smaller than the church that we go to.
Right, yes.
But the singing is so loud in the morning. Like I'm trying to get some sleep.
Yes. Yeah, the singing is certainly very, very loud, isn't it? And it's very, And the bells are much louder. They're sort of like bigger than the churches, aren't they? Okay, they sound bigger than churches. All right, so, and you came back, the weather over there?
What was
the weather?
It's very cold.
Pardon?
I mean, hot.
Very, very hot?
Yeah.
Very hot indeed. Yeah. Okay, so looking forward to the next trip?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I really like Fiji.
Fiji. What about Tonga? Yeah.
And Tonga.
And Tonga, okay. Right. Oh, and yes, you had a small loss.
Oh, yeah, my friend died.
Your friend?
Died.
No.
Oh, my friend Sheepy.
Sheepy disappeared?
Yeah, she died.
How do we know she died? She might have just gone, disappeared somewhere.
I think a dog ate her.
Right.
I get sad. I do like to share the story.
Okay. All right. Shall we move on then? Well, as they took two of her family, Sheepy and Tonga, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you put them outside?
I bring two and only one survived.
Only one survived.
The wet and the wild.
Yes. The Sheepy went for a wander and didn't come back.
It's because, so I took them to the beach with me and they went swimming.
Yes.
And I let them dry on the grass.
Yes.
And then a dog came along.
Yeah.
And ate Sheepy.
Oh dear. That's sad. Never mind. But you found another one.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Shall we move on? Are we going? Shall we move on?
Yeah.
To back to school.
Does Margaret want to talk?
Oh, Margaret. Hi. Would you like to say anything? You have come back from Tonga. You're in the main island.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to tell us about where you live?
Well, I stay in two places. So my mom's place, like my mom's family.
Right, yes.
And my dad's as well.
Okay, this is over in Nukualofa.
Yeah.
And you came back about 11 months. Your mum came back, is that right?
We both came back.
You both came back, yes. Your mum, and now you and your mum, and you have a baby sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when was she born?
Thursday, December 14th.
December the 14th. Oh, right. Mm-hmm. So before Christmas, right. That's right. Yeah, it was a busy time. And her name is?
Anna Jane. In Tongan, it's also known as Anasani.
Anasani, yes. Yeah, right. So, yeah. And so your mum and your dad are, and now an extra. You have an extra sister. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks. Okay. And does she keep you awake at night?
Sometimes I like to stay awake with her because I like to see her smile when she wakes up.
That's nice. Yeah, that's neat. Hmm. Oh, that's really nice. Okay, so and so now you're here and you're living here early. And which school do you go to?
Barclay Normal Middle School.
Okay, you're in Barclay Middle. And that goes up to Form 4 now, is it? No?
Mm.
No?
No.
You're going... Pardon?
I'm going to year 8 this year.
Sorry, form 4. What am I talking about? Form 4. Year 8. Does Barclay go up to year 10 or?
Year 9.
It goes up to year 9. So you're going to year 8 as though you're going to year 7. Yeah, right. Okay. So back to school. What are you looking for? Anything particularly you're looking forward to, Margaret?
Meeting one of my best friends I haven't seen in a while.
Getting back to your friends that you had while you were at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're school friends. Oh, neat. And do you know anything about the teachers and the classroom that you're going into?
Yes, I know what room we're going to. We currently moved in there on the last day of school.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
So yeah.
And I have the same teacher from...
Oh, the same teacher from...
Yeah, same
okay.
teacher.
From year 7. Oh, that's helpful. And what about you, Ashley?
I'm excited to see all the drama because there was so much drama last year.
Yes.
And I want to see it more.
Drama. Tell us about, what do you mean by drama?
Like, all these girls are like talking about the boys and all these boys talking about the girls.
Yes.
And I just like to record it.
And maybe do they sort of perhaps talk about you as well?
No.
No?
If they ever have a fight, like, I would like, get the camera and record.
Right.
And like, if I wasn't recording, like, I'll tell them to start again.
Oh, no.
I wasn't recording.
Do you mean like a real physical fight or just an argument?
Like, if he like hit someone,
right.
I'm like, can you do that again? I wasn't recording.
All right.
And can you face this way?
Oh, it's just.
Not a physical fight, a talking fight.
A talking fight, right. Because I saw something very recently about. And this is quite serious, actually. We've been fairly lighthearted, but this has actually come quite serious. That I went, while you were away, this girl, she'd probably be about a year 10 or 11. And she was beaten up at a bus stop.
Really?
Just beaten up at a bus stop by people she didn't know, around about the same age, about her age. And she was beaten up. And, okay, well, that kind of stuff happens, and it's really sad. But another really sad part about it was people around were just videoing it. Nobody tried to stop it. And they were just videoing this girl getting beaten up. And afterwards, they were asked, why didn't you try to stop it? And they said, well, we never thought about that. We just thought it was something to video. And they had no sort of understanding that someone was actually getting seriously hurt. They just sort of said, oh, yeah, this is fun.
Did you watch the video?
No, I didn't actually watch it. But you could see a picture of it, and it was on the news. Yeah, and this girl lying on the ground and people were kicking her and punching her. And people were just videoing her. It happening. And they didn't think, well, actually, should we stop this? They didn't even think.
Sad.
Yeah. And that was the astonishing thing about the commentary, about the event, that maybe this is happening more often. Can you explain why people would not try to stop? Any ideas? Any thoughts?
Because they got distracted.
No, they were just videoing it.
Yeah, maybe they're doing it for population.
Population?
Mm.
Population, maybe what? They
want to post it on social media.
They wanted to post it on social media, and yeah, they weren't even thinking that somebody was actually getting badly hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really cool. Okay, serious. Moving on from the serious stuff, you want another track? Tell me when you're ready to go, and I'll stop.
I'm ready.
So heaven is real and death is a lie. I wanna hear voices of angels above singing as one. Hallelujah. Holy, holy God Almighty, great I am. Who is worthy, none beside thee, God Almighty, great I am. I wanna be near to your heart, loving the world, hating the dark. I wanna see dry.
Esley, tell us about that track.
Great I Am.
The Great I Am. And who was singing it?
New Life Worship.
New Life Worship. And tell me, there was something after that started. You told me why you were playing that.
Oh, yeah, we have to sing it for church on Sunday.
You're singing it for church on Sunday. And would you like to tell us what church is about, or what Sunday is about? Or, Margaret, would you like to tell us what Sunday is about at church?
Sunday is about worshipping Jesus Christ.
Right, but this particular Sunday, it's a special service. No? You're practicing this week?
Education Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Sunday.
Education Sunday. Education Sunday. Tell us a little bit about the Esle, or one of you. You can both tell us. Yep.
Go on. In Tonga,
yep.
Like, they would wear their uniform, like the white and the thing, dress.
Right.
And, like, what they would wear to school, and they do it to church.
Right.
And... Well, like what we do at our church, we wear our uniform and a skirt, and we do our hair and stuff,
right.
Like in braids, and then we have to talk
about,
or we have to do a singing practice,
yep,
like school,
right,
and so, people. PhD come and say speeches and stuff.
Right, yes.
Like long speeches.
Yes, long speeches, yes. So it's what they call Education Sunday, isn't it? And it is celebrating people's achievements and education, and also encouraging people to continue their take education seriously. And, yeah, so that's coming up. So you're practicing for this week and you're singing that. Sorry, what was the name of the song?
Great I Am.
Great I Am.
We have to sing it, but...
And...
We don't... It's like on a paper with the musical notes.
Yes.
I don't know how to read it.
But you can hear the music and you can follow the music. That's just about our show.
Bye, guys.
Okay, thanks very much for being here. And thank you very much for coming along, Margaret.
Thank you.
You've got one more week of holidays. And, maybe we'll see you on the show at another time.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. And, thank you, Esle. You want to say anything to anybody for the last week of the school holidays?
No.
No? Enjoy yourself? Have fun? Yeah?
Don't get into any drama in school.
Don't get into any drama at school. But then that would be half your entertainment gone.
That's why we have Netflix.
Thanks very much for listening to us. Thanks very much for listening. Catch you all again next Saturday morning. Have fun. Enjoy the last week of the holidays. Enjoy your children and youngsters. Enjoy your parents. Look after them.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
Being a dad.
It takes time.
Give them time.
Being a dad.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.